Actually, was there anything left in our right group second that we didn't look at? I don't think there was, but let me take a quick look. No, I think we did. Okay, this one has a bunch of different kind of interesting things in it. One is, well, let's just look quickly at some of them.
Which one is it?
I'm going into the first one, a raise size function. And then I'll think I'm going to do a little skipping around, but okay, this is just a real quick little look that I can do a, if I need to know the size of an array, and again, I've got an associative array set up there, and I don't think you have this second line. I added that in when I was playing around with it. So I think when you look at that one, the one that's commented out, you don't have. But you can add it in if you want to. Basically, instead of writing array and putting everything in parentheses, they decided I can, and they call this a shortcut, whatever, I can put a square bracket around it and it will still make the array. Okay? So I've saved myself the whole problem of writing the word array. So I'm not real clear why this is.
A few less characters instead of naming the array.
That's right. I'm going to give 5 less characters. Okay. And so anyway, that's a alternative way that you can do that. And then we've got count and size of, both of which can be used to tell me how many elements are in the array. So if I need to know how many elements are there, I can put up either count or size of and the name of the array, and it tells me how many elements are in the array. That's good if you're using the classic for as opposed to the for each. You don't need it for the for each. But if you're using a classic for, then it's good to get that. And instead of echoing it out, obviously you've assigned it to a variable, and then you could use that in your for loop. So then I just went down and I have for each department manager as, and then I've got the key value set. There's the key, there's the value. Okay? And the key is the department and the value is who is the manager. So I said put out department name followed by the name of the department, because that's what I called it up here, and then department manager and the manager of the department. So in that for each, I'm defining the names that I am using for department manager. Okay, so I'm saying the department manager is an associative array, and it's made up of a key, a name, and a value of manager. And now I'm printing out the key and the value. Okay. And I forgot to put up the thing to take a picture of the screen. Okay. The next one is looking at sorting. And I honestly don't remember what they all are. You have to go look them up. And we'll go to look them up in a minute. But we have an A sort, we have a K sort, we have a just plain sort, and there's a whole bunch of others. So if we run this, and this one is called arraysorting.php. Okay. And looking at this, it appears that an A sort is putting them in order by the value, and that a K sort is putting them in order by the key, which makes sense for K sort, and the plain old sort is putting them in order again by manager. Okay. So that's the results. So now if we go into W3 Schools or some other place, so sorting in PHP, okay, they give, so sorts arrays in ascending order, R sort in descending order, A set does an associative array in according to the value, and ksort does according to the key. And then if you go into W3 Schools, there's a bunch more. Somewhere they give the list of them, I thought.
Yeah.
Am I going to find it eventually?
Yeah,
I thought there was some more. Yeah, okay. All right, that's enough. So you've got all of these different sorts that you can use. And very frankly, I don't think it's worth memorizing, so I just go and look it up if I want to do a sort. Okay, I just know there are a variety of them and I can go look them up. Okay. Another is, I think, yeah, all this is showing you that I put in and said that I added when I was playing around with it yesterday, the two ways of doing it I put here so that you can see them. Okay. Works exactly the same, doesn't matter. Okay, so in these, I do an echo where I said the department manager, and I have a literal here for girls, so I'm looking for the department manager, so it's looking for department manager modified by girls, and that will print out whoever that is. Adams. Okay. So if I go down and run this, this is associative array another. Okay, so you can see the echoes are bringing out Adams. because I said echo out the department manager with the department name as its index, and girls is the index, and girls has a key that goes with Adams.
Girls is the key and value is Adams is the value. Yeah, I'm not real sure why I even have that in there. That's kind of a beginning one. The one that says function for each. Okay, I'm going to skip price. We may come back to it. If not, I'm going to suggest that you go through it. It's one of those that it's easier to go through on your own and look at than it is to do up here. Check. Okay. This is just kind of an interesting one, that in fact I have an array that only has one section of things in it. So I have CIS 159 is an array that contains a key of credits, gives me a value of 3, key of semester gets me names and so forth going on. And then I said for each CIS 159 as key value, and then I echoed out the key and the value. So sometimes you can just set up an array that contains a bunch of variables that you need for some particular thing, or I could have combined these into a combined array of courses. Those are more just little things I played with at some point. The one down here, and I can't remember which one it is, whether it's associative array or associative or regular test. I'm gonna go through these, and I've just lost track of which one is which. Okay, another way of setting it up is all this one is showing. I haven't got to the fun one yet. I can't remember what his name is. So this one is called associative array. And this is just another way of setting it up. So I have a department manager and I set it up this way as opposed to setting it up going across. Where I said women's, that's the key, the value is Reynolds. Men's, Johnson, and so forth. And I came in with a variable. I have a variable called men's that obviously if I were really doing something like this, I would be having the user enter something as opposed to putting up a variable there. But it just beats the time. Okay, so I'd either have an HTML bringing it in or I'd include it in the page and reopen the page. So that's just an alternate way of writing it. And this one is just bringing out the whole thing. Okay. And again, the thing to notice on these is that I am defining name and manager here in the for each. Okay, there's no definition of that up above. I've defined department manager and I'm now saying department manager is going to have, the key is going to be called name and the value is going to be called manager. So I am setting it up at that point. And that will just give me a list of names and managers. Okay, so if I look at this one, Okay, that's giving me a list of managers.
So, in the for each, I just tell it the list of name and manager. Up here, I said department name, well, I had that, so I just showed it. And then I said manager, I've got to go to the department array, the array name, which is department manager. And I've got to use department name to tell me which manager to extract. So department name is the index. When I'm down in the for each, I don't have to do that because I'm defining the key and the manager right in the for each statement. Okay?
Okay, I think it's the next set that get interesting. Yes. Okay. It gets confused here.
And the key point here is if it gets confused, you can put the curly braces around the whole thing to unconfuse it.
It seems to be able to handle it when you do that. Okay, so I set up a series of arrays here. And this is called Reg array test com. I get very creative when I'm naming these things. Okay, so there is the department girls and Adams. Okay, so what happened here? I have set up an array, and I just use an ordinary index of 1, 2, 3, 4 to get women's, men's, girls, and boys. And then... so I came in with department 3, and department number 3 would get me girls, and then girls will get me Adams, okay? So the 3 gets me girls, and the girls gets me Adams. So I need something fairly complicated there. I'm saying I want the department manager. And the index is going to be go to the department name array and use the department number. Okay, so that's the key. So I'm saying first, go to the department name array. Use the department number, which I had as 3. So 3 will get me girls. And then I want the department manager that has an index of girls. Okay, it gets confused. And so, for some bizarre reason, if you put that whole thing in curly braces, it will work. But if you don't put that whole thing in curly braces, it won't work. Okay. It gets lost, is all I can say. So, we're going to try that. And I'm going to take the curly braces out of this one just to prove it and save it and then do a refresh down here and I get a syntax error. Okay. So it gives me an error. So the point here is, if you start writing a complicated search through a series of arrays, and it's not working, put it in curly braces, and it will work. Okay, so I put it in curly braces, which kind of makes it a unit.
as far as I can see. I think that's the main thing, is it makes it a unit, and so it knows this all goes together. Okay?
But without the curly braces, it gets lost, because I am apparently more complex than it can handle. Okay? And I'm sure there's a better explanation of it than it's more complicated than it can handle. But in fact, that's what it boils down to, is it's more complicated than it can handle.
Okay. The alternative would be to go in here and take and break it up. So if I say department array modified by department number, which is what I did, and I said, okay, store that in a place called whole department name. So I broke it up and said, take the inner part there and just do that separately and store it in whole department name, and then go into department manager and whole department manager is then being done, and then I can put them together. And that seemed to take it all right. Okay. So when I broke this up, I mean, if you look at it, this is exactly the same. Department manager, department name array, department number, it's the same. But when I break it out of the whole thing and just make it a separate unit, it seems to take it all right. Okay, and then I wrote out whole department name and whole department manager, and it worked. So if I isolate this and put it in a hold area, as opposed to having it part of a big long echo, it seems to work all right. Okay, usually what you see is the curly braces, but I basically just decided to try it with a hold area. And it worked okay when I used the hold area. Okay, now, the number of times you're really going to have to do something that complex, you can count on the head of a pin, but it's, you know, good to understand a little bit about how this whole thing works. Questions on anything, actually, so far. I haven't stopped and said questions, so now I'm stopping and saying questions. And this is basically the same thing where I did it, but I kind of condensed it down and showed you that it works also I commented these out. And yours probably says CIS 120 up there, as opposed to Department 1. Yeah. The one doesn't copy and paste, okay? So when I was looking at this yesterday, I said, wait a minute, what does CIS 120 have to do with this? So I changed it to Department 1, Department 2, Department 3, Department 4. It works the same way, okay? It said just clearly that I copied and pasted from a previous example, and the copy and paste was irrelevant. So I just went back and changed CIS 120 to Department 1 and CIS 121 to Department 2. It doesn't change anything. It just makes it a little more handleable. But the point that I was trying to make is that having these two arrays, and in this case I was coming in with Department 3 as opposed to just in the other one I did 1, 2, 3. This one I had a whole word. But the point is, I can also lay it out as one long line. It doesn't have to, this kind of thing didn't have to be broken up. It could be all one long line. Okay, so I just commented out the others and then made it a long line. And that's the one that's actually being used here. So this one is called whatever it's called. Oh, good. I just added a 1 to it. Okay, so it's coming out with the same results. But the point is that I can write the array as multiple lines or write it as one long array. And the results are going to be the same. Let me actually get that so I can take a picture of it. Yeah, that will work. Okay, so I did the same thing, I just was showing that part. Questions? Okay, the next one, I don't even remember what a test is. Oh, a test is just something that you should kind of take a look at some point. I've played around with putting in the curly braces and how you can put in curly braces around a statement. And for no reason other than to play around with it. And I managed to very nicely close that, didn't I? So go ahead and run that one. I'm assuming you haven't. Okay, it's not showing up in history at all. What am I missing there? Okay, the ones I commented out were ones that didn't work. So I played around with how you can put the curly braces in. And I set up an array that had an address, a street number, a street name, a street type. And then I said, okay, echo out the street address. And put the dollar sign out there and then have ADR inside. That worked. Then I tried that without having the quotes around it, and it didn't work. Then I tried it the way that I would have thought it would have worked, and it did. And I basically kept trying them in different ways, just to play with and see how what would work and what wouldn't work. Okay. So that is more just an experiment to see where I could put the curly braces and where I couldn't and where I could leave out the quotes and where I couldn't and just to play with the thing. Sometimes I must have time on my hands, but anyway.
I just decide that I want to play with something and see how it works. Okay, the next one I want to look at is colors. Whoops. No, that isn't what I want to look at. Colors is a document that explains it. It's colorsbasic.php is the one I want to look at. Okay. And if I run this, I'm doing really well. Okay, so I'm coming out with the colors of the rainbow. And if I make it a little bit bigger, I go all the way down. Okay, so I started out and I set up an array. And this isn't an associative array, this is just a plain old array. And I put in red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. Okay? So essentially, this is a plain old array. And doing echo rainbow 0 is going to give me red. And echo rainbow 5 is going to get me purple. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so that's going to get me purple. And then I came in with count. Okay, and I said, okay, I want to do a for loop. This time I decided to do a for loop. And therefore count is going to be my index. Because I said count from 0 up until as long as it's not 6 or more. So count is my index. So down here under my H2, I put in a style, and I said for the style, the color is rainbow count. Okay? So red is going to come, the first thing is going to come out red, because I've said the style is the color. If you go to the rainbow using the count, and the word that you extract there becomes the style. So it becomes red. Okay, and then I wrote out the color is, and I again extracted the rainbow count and came up with red. And so I'm writing the color is red. Okay, so that was just going back and using the array to also get me a color that I could use as a style. So I can do all kinds of things with my array. Okay, then the next one, I went to color and I did this with a for each. Okay? So when I do it with a for each, I didn't have a nice little convenient count. And I also turned it into an associative array. And this is colors for each. So on this one, I didn't go in and get the pretty colors. I just did the without the style. Okay. And on this one, I made it an associative array where I put in 0, 1, 2. Okay. And the other one, I made it just a plain array, and PHP will generate the indexes. If you make it a plain array, it generates the indexes of 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's just the way it works with an array. Here I went in and I put in the actual number that I want to have as an index. And so I've got the key value set up. Now on the next one, I actually went back to using the color. A variety of ways. Actually, maybe I didn't on this one, but one of them I did. Okay, this one I actually don't know why I didn't put it in. First of all, I now have set up a number that 0 is red, and I decided to make 3 orange and 5 yellow and go through and do that. And then I made 1 empty. Okay. And then I also added a count. Okay, so with the last one, I've got the color is, and I left it empty. Okay, so count is going through and picking out the things. Okay, so I started out and I said, Echo Rainbow 5. Okay, and Rainbow 5 is, I'm sorry, I said Echo Rainbow 0 first. And Echo Rainbow 0 got me red. And then I said, give me Rainbow 5, and it got me a yellow. So what I'm saying here is it's going in and matching to the key. Okay, 5 matches to the key. It's not looking at position. Because red is 0, orange is 1, yellow is 2, if you look at position, okay? But I gave it a different index. And so when I said echo out the 0, it goes and finds that. But if I say echo out the 5, it finds the key up there, as opposed to using the behind-the-scenes 0, 1, 2, 3. Okay? And then I echoed a 1, which got me nothing, because I hadn't established a value for nothing. So this blank line is when I said to echo out the one that has a 1. And then I said echo out the one that has a 2, and I got purple. Okay. Then I put in a count, and just to show, I said, okay, for each rainbow is color, and put out the count is and the color is. And since I only have one thing there, it goes with the value, and it shows me the value and says the count is 0 and the color is red. And it goes through it sequentially for each. Okay, so it's going through it sequentially. So when I just go through a for each, it goes through the table sequentially, and the fact that I set up a key as a number up there had no impact on it. Okay, it just goes through it sequentially. And if I want to have a count, that's fine. But it in fact is using something similar to count behind the scenes to go through it sequentially. Now I'm going through, and I said, okay, this time I want access to both the key and the value. So I've set up Rainbow as, and I'm showing key value. Okay, I'm not just going in for the value, I'm going in for key value. I want both of them. And when I print them out, okay, I print out the index is 0, the color is red, the index is 3, and the color is orange. So it, again, it's going through them sequentially and telling me what the key is and what the value is. Because, again, this is the key and this is the value. So if I set it up this way, where I say Rainbow as, then it tells it that it wants both the key and the value. On the previous one, when I just used one field, then it knows I want the value. And it doesn't get out the key. Okay, so this is getting me both the key and the value. And then the next one is 3. And this is the one where I've got the So again, the for each is progressing through the array one at a time. It has access to both the index and the key and the value. Index and colors, the key and the value. So I said, okay, go and use the key to establish the color. Okay, so I'm saying rainbow, color rainbow index. Okay, so a 0 is gonna get me red. Okay. And then the next one is 3 orange, and so it gives me 3, and it gives me the color orange, because it uses the index of the next one, which is 3, and the color of the next one, which is orange. Okay, and it's using the index both in writing it out and in going through and getting me the color. So it's, there is an index behind the scenes that is progressing through the array, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then there is a thing that I defined as index, and I could have defined it as anything, that is really the key. Okay? And so I'm using the key to get me the color. I'm saying go to rainbow with the index and pull out the color, and then I'm showing it up there. I would really spend some time looking at these and playing with this, because this isn't easy stuff. Question?
No. Well, I'm going to be spending like the next 3 days.
Right.
Going through all of them all over again?
No, I think, I mean, this is, you know, really kind of the most complex area. Then we're going to get easy again. The next thing that comes up is images, and that's real easy. And sending email is easy, and all those are easy to do. This is probably the, as far as I'm concerned at least, the most complex part of the material is playing around with arrays.
I have a question. Can you put, like, images in an array?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you do the color, so you can put, like, an image in it, so that
yes.
It goes through the array and pops up the image.
Yep. And we will see that next week.
I can say yay. In the future.
At least I think we'll see it next week. Next week is a one-day week.
so I may run over into the following week. But we're essentially looking at images next, and then email, and then sessions.
And then finals.
The end's in sight, folks, which is ominous, too, because that means homework has to be in since the end is in sight. Okay.
I don't know who you want.
Well, you're in better shape than the majority of people.
Apparently, Janelle's class, too. Janelle is the one that's got me on my tour.
What?
Janelle's class, 121. I'm way behind as far as reading is concerned. I can't.
The way so
they
do
it, I can't keep up with it. I literally, if this is the week you want that homework due, that's the week I'm going to read it. Because I can't read it in the week you told me to read it. Because by the time we get to doing homework, I don't remember it. So. Like she's
but then you're supposed to review it to do the homework.
Yeah, but I can't. I just couldn't do it that way. So
you're caught up in her class? Is that what you're
saying?
Well,
my assignments, yeah, they're in on time, and I do the quiz. So basically, I do the assignments due on Monday, so I do it Sunday night, the assignment, and then I take the quiz on Monday when she opens it up. Yeah. So.
Okay, people that are being, this is being recorded, so people get caught up. Okay. Okay, this one is using a 4, which, as I said, is it's really pretty. The rainbow is really pretty. Okay, this one is using the 4, which again, I wouldn't use that often in this, the 4 each, unless you have a specific reason that you want to go in and grab records in the particular order, and this is kind of that example. So I have a count that is going to go through the go through it in order, and then I put out the color is, and I put out the rainbow count. Actually, this is far better done, actually, for me easier in the 4 each, which I did down there. Notice I had to reset count because I am printing out count for no good reason. Okay, I just wanted to show that it was progressing through, and so I was putting out the count is 0, and I'm getting red. The count is 1 and I'm getting orange. So it really is kind of the same thing that we've been looking at. Okay, and it doesn't matter what these keys are. So I could have done the same thing and had the 5 up there with orange. It doesn't matter what the key is. Because it is going through in order by count. And down below, it is also going through in order by essentially an index that's behind the scenes because I haven't specified anything else. And I'm trying to remember what this one is. I don't see any real difference other than I went in and changed the order. So the first one had the 1, 2, 3. This one has the 0, 3, 5. And it accomplishes the same thing. So if I look at this one, it is accomplishing the same thing. Okay, now there is another way of doing this. No, this is just actually using words, okay. I thought this was the next set. What is this called? Colors, Words, Sub. So I'm substituting, I think, Colors, Word is, I think, what I was conveying there. So I can have words there, and it doesn't make any difference whether I use words or numbers. And we've seen this in other examples. So I mean first read, but when I do a for each, it doesn't care. Okay, and in this for each, I want access to both the key and the value, so I set it up so I have access to both the key and the value. And you can always do this, even if you're not planning to use the key. You can always set it up this way and give yourself access to the key and the value. Okay. So I'm pointing out that the key is first and the color is red. The key is second and the color is orange. Okay, because I called the key index. And I could have written this as the key is. Okay. The next thing gets into using a while loop. And to be honest, there's also another experiment with braces. I don't know what the difference is there. Oh, this one's kind of actually interesting. I'd forgotten what this one was. But I looked at it yesterday and thought it was interesting. Experiment braces. Okay, so I was again playing with another way that you can use curly braces. And I said, using curly braces in PHP, okay, and PHP is the thing I defined as language. And so if I put it in curly braces, it's exactly the same as when I don't put it in curly braces. Okay, so you can have curly braces around a bunch of things if you decide you like that. So I've got one without, one with. But then I came up with a... Well, I wanted to say, put your toys away. Okay? So when I wrote put your, and I put $what, and I put the S in, it said, okay, I don't know about a variable called $whats. So then I went and I separated the S with a space, and then that's what I get. But when I put the what in curly braces, that isolated it so I could have the S right next to it, and it worked. Okay. So I wanted to write out, put your toys away. Okay, and what was defined as toy, and I wanted to put an S on it. And I thought that was kind of a clever way of doing it. If you put it in braces and then put the S after it, then put your toys away becomes okay. Okay. But you can't put the S on right after the variable name or it becomes, I can't define this. You can't leave a space because then it's not together. And so this is kind of... Curly braces can be used in a variety of different ways, and that's one way of doing it. Because it basically isolates the variable. And so it gets the contents of the variable, writes that out, and then writes out the S right after it. So that's just kind of an interesting variation you can do. Okay, now the other way that you can do this is with the while. And as I said, I think this is more aggravation than it's worth. But I set up an array, and the key is jungle, and the animal, or the value is elephant. And the key is domestic, and dog, and wild, and wolf. And so then I said, so I said, first of all, go to that array, and domestic is the key, so it pulls out dog. So I said, go to that array, domestic is the key, pull out dog. And then I said, okay, now for the while. So a while can go through this the same way. I'm waiting, guys. Okay, then I say while animal equals the current in the animal array. So I start it out and it goes to the beginning. Okay? And I echo out the key and I echo out the current. And then I say, okay, next. And it goes on and moves to the next element in the array. Echoes out the key, echoes out current, which is the current value, and then goes to the next. Okay? And up here I've said animal equals the current in the, and I'm talking about the current value. To me, that seems convoluted compared to the for each and going through. But if you wanted to do some extra processing, if maybe there's a reason to use this. I can't kind of come up with a good reason why I want to use this. But there is a way of using the while. And if you go to W3 Schools and look up while in PHP or with arrays, it will go through and give you some other words that there are. As in addition to current and next. Okay. So I just wanted to bring that up. And if you want to do it a second time, you have to do a reset. Okay? Because the loop has already gone through. And so if you've done something with it, you have, and I just did the same thing twice, but if you've done something with the array, you need to reset when you're using the while so that it will start at the beginning again. So that reset becomes important. And the last one is while array no. Actually, current. This is just bringing up the keys. Okay, so that's just bringing up the keys. Because I didn't tell it to put out the current, I just told it to put out the key. So it just echoed out the key. Okay. And if I'd wanted, I could have put in the current, but I didn't there. I just wanted to see the keys. Okay. We got through those awfully fast. I thought that was going to take the full class, but we got through that awfully fast. So we're all set. And we're going to quit early because we got through them. Any questions? Okay. So the next thing we're going to look at is images. And then we'll move on. Okay, you got out early today. I must have talked awfully fast, because that seems like a lot of examples to have gone through in one period.
Well, let's be honest. You only have 5 students in a class now. As opposed to the beginning, when there's a lot more people asking questions.
That's true.